For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Happy Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. Here we are. Another beautiful, gorgeous day in paradise. We are blessed. You got to think positive because the world around us is kind of going to heck in a handbasket. Greg, you okay over there?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. It is 9:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I'll get off it, I promise, but I can't help it. I still have more questions about the attempted assassination, but I'll get them over with quick. Reuters was reporting, and I didn't see this yet. Now, remember earlier I told you about this guy has an arrest record. He's got a pretty extensive thing. Like, one of them was for weapons of mass destruction, and it did talk about multiple counts, and it did talk about something like a detonation device. But then I see here, reported fairly early from Reuters, in this case, Ruth, the shooter, alleged shooter, fled from a traffic stop by a police officer near his home in Greensboro, North Carolina, and barricaded himself inside his roofing business for several hours before police were able to arrest him. This is according to court records in Reuters News and a 2002 news article by the Greensboro News and Record. Ruth pleaded guilty to possession of an unregistered, fully automatic gun. Fully automatic.
Okay.
That's what it says.
Yep.
Which in itself is defined in North Carolina law as a weapon of mass destruction and is a felony punishable by up to 59 months in prison. Hmm. Now, I'm pretty sure there's also a federal law in effect there, which may actually have penalties higher than that. So I guess my question is, if he had this unregistered, fully automatic gun. That's a very, very serious thing. How long did he serve in jail? Can you take a guess? Now, remember, he even had a record previous to this. Just take a wild guess, Greg, and guess low.
It should be years.
Guess low.
3 years.
Lower.
What?
Lower.
Two?
Lower.
A year?
Lower.
What, do you get like 6 months and then probation or something?
Just probation. Just probation. A guy who had a record, clearly had a problem, barricades himself, has a fully automatic gun.
And he gets probation.
Yeah.
Wow, I know guys that would risk that.
Yeah.
Yeah, just saying.
8 years later, he again pleaded guilty to felonies after he was charged with possession of stolen goods, a blowtorch, a pull cart, and a power cord. As the owner of several roofing companies, he had been repeatedly sued by people accusing him of not paying his bills. The FBI said on Monday that it received a tip in 2019 that Ruth was a felon in possession of a firearm, of course, prohibited by federal law, but that the person who made the tip would later not confirm the information during an interview with agents. Wouldn't you, based on that call, then ask a judge, can we search this person's home? They're a convicted felon. We have a credible report that he has in his possession a firearm. Can we go and take a look?
No, Bob. No. You're not understanding how, apparently, with some areas it works. It's kind of like if you go up to a kid and his dad on the front porch, and the kid has threatened to shoot up the school. As long as he says he didn't do it, then you just walk away and don't worry about it.
Oh!
That's how that works.
Okay.
Yeah, until he shoots up.
Now remember, this isn't a, oh, I'm a bad neighbor. I'm going to make life tough for some. I'm going to say, oh, yeah, 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 he's got a gun or whatever. Because it was the FBI that received the threat.
Okay.
Wouldn't they look at, here's the FBI database. Click, 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 click. There's the guy's record, everything that's he ever did.
Yeah.
Okay?
What a lineup.
Hey, this guy did have a, hey, this guy had full auto, man. Mm-hmm. And he barricaded himself. It'd be like, woo, woo, woo.
Yes.
You know?
Should be.
Problem, splashing, problem, yeah. Issue. Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, when we went to re-interview the guy that made the complaint, he all of a sudden, now I'm not sure. Because he was probably afraid of the guy.
Yeah.
Just like the neighbor said, he was cuckoo, uh-huh. And everyone was afraid of him.
Yeah. I know.
The FBI relayed the tip to local authorities in Hawaii, where he had moved in 2018 after decades in North Carolina.
I don't get it.
I'm going to try to, back off a little bit. There might be other things to talk about. Well, yeah, the other things to talk about are these lefty weirdos. On Monday's broadcast of CNN, The Source, Representative Jim Himes, Democrat out of Connecticut, said that it's dangerous for the Trump campaign to blame Democratic rhetoric for the recent attempted assassination. Really?
Hmm.
And doing so is precisely what they shouldn't be doing at a moment when they should be taking down the political temperature. Who is calling a political candidate Hitler? Who is calling a political candidate Mussolini? All this is coming from the left, pointed at Trump. I mean, that defines the epitome of the absolute most inflammatory rhetoric you could ever have, really, in the modern era. And yet they say, oh, that's bad. Yeah. Yep. Don't dare blame it on the Democrats calling you all the worst things in the book. And, you know, lying. Don Lemon, Trump should stop threatening democracy if he wants Democrats to stop calling him a threat to democracy.
Oh, my goodness.
Again, he couldn't outline what the threat to democracy was or is.
Or that we're not one.
MSNBC Joy Reid, both would-be Trump assassins are white American Trump-supporting men.
Not so much.
They're Trump-supporting, but they want to assassinate him?
Wow. Don't give me any,
where'd she come up with that?
Yeah, don't give him any more support. Come on. Yeah. She's...
Is that crazy?
She's a moron.
These people are.
They are just out of their ever-loving minds.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Scott, good morning.
Hey, Bob, you may have already covered this because I just tuned in. Evidently, there's some... I don't know if it's true or not. There's some kind of connection that this guy was in a BlackRock commercial. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Now, maybe you already spoke about it. I apologize. That's kind of fishy. Plus, here's something else too. The point, in my opinion, the point is not to assassinate Donald Trump, because if they wanted to, our government could have done it. The point is to stir up the population into chaos, to keep us on the edge of our seat, to make us uneasy, to make us hate each other, to make us want to kill each other. They're trying to foment civil war. And this is just another way to get it going.
Excellent point. Excellent perspective. Gosh, what's not possible these days?
Oh, yeah, I know. No.
Yeah, here's the deal on the BlackRock thing. You know, some people reported it to us. We saw some stuff online.
Yep.
We can't find anything to negate it.
Right.
But it's hard to put necessarily credibility behind the statements that have been made.
Right. Just because it's out there a lot doesn't necessarily. But that would be an interesting coincidence, just like they had both contributed a small amount to that Act Blue Democrat organization.
Which, of course, is probably tens of thousands that contribute
Absolutely.
To that. But to be in a commercial
that
for BlackRock, and so was the other guy, allegedly, that's...
That'd be weird.
Yeah, creepy.
Yeah.
9:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. And we're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. Hang in there. 97.3 The Sky.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I just got some rather sad news. It is 9:21. On the Bob Rose Show, Time Check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I'm getting word that former sheriff and former state representative Steve Ulrich has passed away. And I don't have a lot of more information other than that. But this was posted on Facebook by somebody that I know and trust that, you know, that is the information is corroborated. Definitely our condolences go out to the Ulrich family, you know, extended family, grandkids, and everything. And, you know, we had a good relationship when he would come in and visit as the sheriff and even as a state rep. Now, we didn't always agree. We didn't always agree on things, but
Right. Look,
those are two men having, their input, their opinion. But I'd say, well, I respected him. I'd like to say I think he felt the same way for the most part. When he got mad, though, he did call it the snake pit, the studio.
Wow.
Coming into the snake pit.
Oh, my goodness.
Which I took that as a compliment.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, okay, good. So I'm not taking it too easy on you. Good.
Uh-huh.
But, rest in peace. Former sheriff of Alachua County, Steve Ulrich, with, the tentacles, like, really of his family run deep in the community. And he did a lot for organ donation because he lost one of his sons many years ago. And I was very happy and pleased to be a part of awareness and fundraising for that. And so, he will be missed. Rest in peace, Steve Ulrich. Former sheriff, former state rep, has passed away. You familiar with the band Free Creed?
Oh, yeah.
They had a big hit a few years back. And Scott Stapp, he's the lead singer. And his name just came up recently because he played Sinatra.
Yeah.
And it was a small appearance, but he played Sinatra in the recent Reagan movie.
Right.
And I'd said something to Greg. I said, yeah, I saw his name in the credits.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, wow, okay. And he sounded great. But he urges Americans to fight back against powers that be, that we are a country built upon the Bible and the Word of God. This is a rock guy.
Yeah.
And He launched an impassioned anti-establishment speech during a performance in Texas over the weekend, bringing the concert to a halt in order to urge Americans to stand up for their rights and fight back against the abuses of what he called the powers that be. He also advocated for the U.S. as a Christian nation built upon the Bible and the Word of God. Scott Stapp didn't mention any political candidates or parties during his monologue, but he appeared to be speaking out against establishment powers in general. And to go along with a caller from another Scott recently, he said, they want us divided. They want us separate. They want us compartmentalized in our little niches, in our own little groups, to keep us distracted from holding them accountable. Yes.
And he's smart enough to know that we're not a democracy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's that.
He urged Americans to come together.
Mm-hmm.
They started dividing us and programming us in kindergarten, my friends.
Yeah.
They teach us how to be good slaves to authority. It's divide and conquer.
Wow.
Everything we accuse nearly every other country of doing, we're doing right here. Your civil rights are being violated every single minute of every single day. It wasn't clear what provoked him to launch into that mid-concert speech, but he shared similar views at another concert. Now, he has most avoided politics during his career, although it's assumed to many that he is right-leaning. Well, I can tell you this, Greg. His father used to listen to my show when I was in Orlando.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I have that on pretty good authority.
Yeah. He and I were actually Facebook friends for a while, but I think he transitioned from a regular Facebook page to a guy of his stature.
Profile creator, follow, whatever you call it.
To a following status where it's not so much the typical interactive.
You know? Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
You know what we have?
What's that?
We have the Bob Rose Show podcast.
Really?
Yes.
Is that new?
No.
Wow.
No.
I bet it cost a lot of money.
It costs us a lot of money and labor to put it on, but we don't charge anything because we love people.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, so you hit the subscribe button wherever you normally get your podcast, The Bob Rose Show. You get the podcast, hit subscribe, no charge, no fee, but you can get it wherever you normally get your podcast or on the Audacy app, Audacy, Woodacy. All right. So, yeah, it's just interesting that Scott Stapp happened to come up because I saw his name attached to the movie when I went to see Reagan over the weekend, which, by the way, in case you hadn't caught our review on it, Greg and I both agreed.
Oh, yes.
It was an excellent movie. I wouldn't call it, okay, it's political because he's the president.
Sure.
But it's not overtly partisan. In fact, it shows a good relationship with Tip O'Neill.
Which they had. Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it really shows that, and it's not, I wouldn't call it really hardcore partisan at all.
No, it just kind of shows who he was. You're going to get what his values were, as told by the old Russian. But yeah, it's who Reagan, if you're going to that thinking that it's not going to be what it is, well, then you don't know much about Reagan, because he was pretty amazing.
He was. But I do remember enough, and I'm not going to say I was politically active at 18. I wasn't, but, you know, I began to mature while he was in office. So what was I, 26 when he left office?
Still working on it.
And he had a lot of detractors. Don't you remember,
absolutely.
Was it Genesis that had that song? And it, like, puppeteer characters of Reagan, making him look old and silly?
Mm-hmm.
Neil Young had that song, that referred to him,
well,
didn't it?
Eagles, this old man that we elected king.
That's Don Henley, yeah.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they, yeah. The left were all out on him, big time.
And then they also thought he was a Wild West, like cowboy for real, and he's going to start World War III.
Sounds familiar.
Lot of similarities.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, about 15 minutes away from Things That Make You Smile. More headlines on the way as well. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. It's going to be a gorgeous one. Enjoy, enjoy, my friends. Another day in paradise. It is 9:36. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Morning, Greg.
It is indeed.
Pump it up. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. Hillary's going to teach us about what hate is. Hang on for that.
Excuse me.
It'll be quite enlightening.
I can't wait.
And what's this deal with Sean Diddy Puffy Combs?
All those names.
Look, I knew he was in trouble. Didn't they raid? They raided his house out in California.
Two of them. Like, they had one on each coast. They were, like, nice places.
Here. And now he was just arrested at a New York City hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So this has to do with a federal sex trafficking investigation. And he's 54 now. He voluntarily traveled to the Big Apple in anticipation of his arrest on federal charges stemming from a grand jury indictment.
Wow.
Combs, who was photographed walking through Manhattan with his son, Christian King Combs, earlier in the night, was taken into custody at Park Hyatt, New York, by Homeland Security investigators, which typically handles sex trafficking probes. Wow. It's not immediately clear Monday what charges he's facing. He's expected to be arraigned this morning at some point, maybe happening right now. And then they'll unseal the indictment, so we'll know what all the charges are. But I mean, it sounds like they're putting a lot of energy and resources into this.
Well, I remember we were watching the video at the time, and they were like pulling all his computers and files and you name it. They were big raids.
He has a long list of people who have made all kinds of claims of domestic and sexual violence against him.
Yep.
And and there is allegedly possibly some sort of connection that goes all the way back to Tupac Shakur. So that's wow. That's been a while. So I guess at this case, we'll just wait because it's going to be unsealed any time now, and we can find out exactly what it's all about. But this guy has amassed a fortune. But he's got victims that accuse him. Now, it's accusations, but sued him for alleged abuse, and they accused him of drugging and raping them, some of them, filming their sexual encounters without their knowledge or consent, forcing them to have sex with others. These are an individual lawsuit. So this, you know, may be part of this federal deal, or could remain separate, I guess. But I believe it was his attorney who said this. He is an imperfect person, but is not a criminal. To his credit, Mr. Combs has been nothing but cooperative with this investigation, and he voluntarily relocated to New York last week in anticipation of these charges. Please reserve your judgment until we have all the facts. These are the acts of an innocent man with nothing to hide, and he looks forward to clearing his name in court. Interesting. Okay. Where there's smoke, is there fire? A lot of times, but not always. But as you get more and more of these allegations and reports, it does sound a bit like a pattern. But again, innocent until proven guilty in the court of law.
Yep.
Then there's Hillary. Hillary's going to teach us all about hate.
Well, you know, you can teach things that you know.
Have you been to a Trump rally?
No, I have not. I have not had a chance to go.
I have been to Trump-related rallies.
Yes.
You know,
right.
Where Eric Trump was at one of them.
Yep.
And so I've been at several events like that.
Yes.
And I can tell you that it was nothing but a positive experience. The people around you are upbeat, happy, positive. All races, creed, color, sizes, everything.
Well, it's interesting you say that because there are several YouTube videos by people out there who go, you know, I'm a liberal. I'm going to a Trump rally because I want to see what it's all about and what it's like. And that's what they say. They're shocked by how friendly everybody is.
Well, because, you know, we've been positioned as what? Deplorables?
Oh,
what's the other term they used? I mean, you know, they go off the charts and, yeah, you must be, you know, homophobic, racophobic, whatever all the terms would be.
They don't even like Xena. I don't know what.
And then if they actually experience, the folks are like, well, these people seem actually pretty nice.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
yeah.
Nicer than even average.
Yeah.
Yeah. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said Monday on the Rachel Maddow show on MSNBC.
Speaking of hate.
That former President Donald Trump's politics of hate and division put the United States security in danger. What about your rhetoric and that coming from the left putting Trump in danger? He's the one that's been shot at.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton went on to say, I'm very hopeful and even optimistic that Americans who do not want to see a continuation of this politics of hate and division will reject Trump. Now, remember, this comes from a woman who kept a list of people she hated. Do you remember that?
Yes.
She kept a list of people she hated.
And you don't want to be on a Clinton list.
No.
I'm just saying.
No.
No, you don't.
No. If you're one of those that have been scratched off, really sorry about the suicide or whatever else it was, supposedly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a woman who keeps a list of people she hates, teaching you about how Trump is all about hate and division. I hope that the left, I hope they're wearing out their welcome with most Americans.
Yeah.
I hope they are. I really do. I mean, they've got to at least take a couple of minutes and investigate for themselves. Those on the left. Now, the hardcores, forget about them. You know, just forget about them.
Yeah.
But there is, I think, still a good percentage of people that we can save, for lack of a better term, that we can enlighten, and that we can find common ground and dispel this whole idea of hate. And I told you about this before. What did they learn that old point the finger and call you what they are? Mm-hmm. They learned it from Karl Marx, literally.
Yeah.
And once you kind of see that and you read that and you put two and two together, you realize that's exactly what they do and what they've been doing for a while now. They don't have content to run on.
Mm-mm.
What are they going to do? Raise taxes? Push more DEI related type stuff? And keep the border open? Those are not things that America wants. But that's what they want. So they don't have anything of substance to promote or that is acceptable to mainstream Americans. So they lie about what they're promoting and pushing. I mean, all of a sudden, Kamala is not against fracking when she vehemently said she was all in favor of banning fracking
over and over
again.
Oh, yeah.
And that's just one example. But they have nothing to promote if they're being honest. So all they can engage in is the politics of our political enemy is evil, bad. He is Hitler. He is Mussolini. He is all these things. And he's out to separate. He is out to divide us.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that. We know that not to be true. Instead, we know exactly what they're engaging in. Marxism and following the teachings of Karl Marx. That's what they're doing. But they can't come out and tell you that. Can you imagine a press conference?
Oh, man, yeah.
You know, where they told the truth. What was it? There was a Jim Carrey movie the guy couldn't help himself. He had to tell the truth all of a sudden. He was a lying attorney before
liar,
that.
Liar, yeah.
Liar, liar, yeah.
If only that could happen.
Wouldn't that be so awesome? And if they just came out and said, look, we think that Marxism is a way to get to where we want to go with social justice and making things equal and fair. Really? Who's going to, like, split up the pie? Well, we will, of course.
Yeah.
Oh.
Huh.
Okay.
Who gets the bigger piece, I wonder? I don't think those are the same size.
Also warned when you go down that socialism communistic path that this big old pie you think you're going to slice up and get a chunk of because of, the Bill Gates of the world.
Yeah.
You better think again because that pie will shrink before your very eyes. There won't be a whole lot except for crumbs. What was it said? Instead of spreading out the wealth, what you'll end up doing is just spreading out the misery. 9:46 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up next, things that make you smile. Call in with upbeat, positive thoughts. Non-political. The things that you're just happy about, proud of, blessed with. And share that with us. Brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. Call now. 877-975-9825. Another beautiful day, my friends. Welcome to it. 9:51 is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is time for things that make you smile. Upbeat, positive thoughts. Your life is more than just politics, of course, so share some of the good stuff with us by calling in now at 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile is brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. All righty, let's go to Debbie. Good morning. What's making you smile?
Hey, Bob and Greg. I just want to say that I'm thankful for all the classically trained broadcasters. My brother, for 9 years, had a radio show, talk radio, sports. And I remember hearing him practice for hours and hours to get the right voice. And so many times now we're throwing people on commercials and different places that are not classically trained. So I want to say thank you to you both and all the classically trained broadcasters out there.
Well, right back at you there. Thank you very much. I practiced a long time to learn how to talk like I'm on the radio.
Well, I'm glad you got over that.
Yeah. We try to keep it real, but yeah. You want to be professional. You want to be as articulate as you can because we're trying to convey ideas and paint pictures with words. Mm-hmm. But thank you, Debbie, very much.
I hope my classic.
That made my day. Made me smile.
She also didn't mean old, I'm sure. She just meant classic, like a classic, you know, just...
Classic, like, yeah, something like that gets better with age, like a fine wine.
Like the way you're thinking.
Or like a souped-up muscle car from Detroit.
Now we're talking.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's like me.
You wanna be
I'm the souped-up muscle car from Detroit. It's me.
You could be a 57 Chevy or something.
Well,
although that's older than you.
I have to be Mopar for Dad. Dad worked for Chrysler. That's
good
okay.
Point.
I'll be a Charger or Roadrunner, something
there
like that. Let's go. Gene, good morning. What's making you smile?
Is this WSKY?
It is indeed. You're on the air.
Well, this is not Greg and Bob.
Yes, it is. I'm Bob and he's Greg.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I called in Monday and I wanted to tell you guys how I've listened to your show, but I wanted also to ask if you'd shout out to the Kingdom of the Sun Concert Orchestra people. They did a fantastic job over the weekend, and their next program is in December.
Well, when it gets closer to that, do the same thing in December and remind people, and we'd be more than happy to put that on the air for you.
Great. Thank you. Thanks for being there in the morning.
All right. Have yourself a great day. We're happy to do it. Good morning, Mark. What's making you smile?
Good morning, gentlemen. I just want to let you guys know Detroit Red Wings re-signed Lucas Raymond to $8.75 million to 8 years. Let's go, Red Wings!
So you're saying Gordie Howe's retired now? That's a little joke.
No, gotcha.
He was one of the best.
I gotcha.
But no, good for the Red Wings. I have to be careful. I've got a lot of friends that are Lightning fans.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of relatives that are Flyers fans.
Right.
And I also have a son-in-law who holds my little grandbaby every day.
Let's go Blues!
Who's going to turn him into a St. Louis Blues
That's right.
fan, I am sure.
Right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. It's all good.
There you go.
Coming up next, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Hang on.
Sean Hannity.
The IRS under Biden and Harris introduced a new enforcement program to collect more taxes on tips.
Weekdays, 3 p.m.
If you're in the service industry and have yet to face an audit, buckle up because that's coming your way.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Talk about serving. Yep, former Sheriff Steve Ulrich has passed away. Rest in peace. This guy dedicated his life to serving the public, mostly in law enforcement, but also he was a state senator as well. And he did a great job, and he will be missed. Steve Ulrich, rest in peace. So there's your serving, and then there's giving. Give for Marion fundraiser is kicking off in just about a minute or less. And this is a great thing to raise money for nonprofits in Marion County. Give the number 4 Marion to find out more. So giving and serving is your smoking gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.